for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's Monday, and it's a little bit of a special day today, and not in a particularly good way. It's the first show ever where it's just me, no Gatch. We're going to do some promoting, some campaigning, and I'll talk about some birthdays and some crazy Floridians just to keep the listeners happy. So thanks for listening on a Monday. We'll see you. Everybody, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's Monday. I'm not sure what episode this is right now. I'll check it out and let you know in a minute. It's a special episode, as in the fact that I'm the only one here. Gatch had some business to take care of this weekend, so he couldn't join us, and I wanted to keep the ball rolling for y'all, so that's what I'm doing. He also didn't make it out to the comedy show on Friday because he's preempted, and sometimes life comes up, and that's what he's doing. And so this is a special show. I'm going to, I guess beg is a harsh word, but I'm going to ask for money and tell you what's going on with the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We've got a little bit of Monster Magnet going in the background, and I'm glad you could join me here. I'm trying to find out what episode we're on here. And if you just give me a second, I'll figure it out. This is episode 659. And thanks for being here and listening to it. Okay, what was I saying? I was talking about money and stuff. And unfortunately, we're getting to the point where we can't really afford to keep doing this show unless we get some support from our listeners, or maybe pick up some new sponsors who will trade money for us spreading the word of their awesome services, which we'd be glad to do. And our advertising starts as low as $5. We'll give you anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes of us just blabbering about how awesome your stuff is on one episode. And I don't know how many of you know or care, but we're heard and listened to in over 109 countries. It might be 110 now, but if it isn't, still over 109. So if you have an internet business, it'd probably be the most, whatever you call it, it'd be the best for you, because we're heard in China a lot. Only 49% or so of our downloads are actually from Oregon. So if you're listening in Oregon, you know, half the people that hear our podcast will be hearing about your services. So if you have a local business like a Pizza Now or something like that, which is our only awesome sponsor right now, we just lost sponsorship from the Brownsville Car Wash. And I know how could that happen? Well, because, times are tough. It's wintertime. They don't have a lot of money for advertising and whatnot. So we're down to just Pizza now. And while we love their pizza and it's free, you can't pay for your web services and your internet and all that stuff with pizza. We tried. They won't do it. So if you're listening right now and you enjoy listening to this show, you should go to our website. It's tagcastpodcast.com. That was the name of our show before. It kind of still is, but we call it the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Let's see. Go to there. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. There's a donate icon that you can click on, and it'll take you straight to our PayPal. And you can give us anywhere from, I think you can give us 1 cent. If you want to give us 1 cent, you can do that. Up to probably $1 million. No, probably only 500. But don't get too crazy, you know. If we could just get a dollar from every listener that's listening right now, that'd probably be enough to cover the month, and then you wouldn't have to pay again. But that's in a perfect world, and that's not where we live. So, yeah, go there. And if you don't have money to give and maybe you got to do some shopping online, go to Amazon through our page, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link, and it'll take you right to Amazon. You can do your shopping as normal, and we'll get a little bit of a kickback, which is cool for us because it helps us, if you know what I mean. Okay, so I'm going to return to this campaign later on in the show. It was going to be a pretty short show. It'll probably still be shorter than normal, but I didn't want to leave all the constant listeners hanging. I know there's at least three of you that I can name off the top of my head. And if there's any other people who are listening, who always listen, and I don't mention your name, just give us a message on our Facebook. Or you could go to tagcastpodcast.com. You can click on the little comment thing and leave us a comment. Or you can send an email to contact@tagcastpodcast.com. And let us know that you listen every day. And then we'll mention your name. Here's the people I know that listen every day. Hans Jochumsen. He's a supporter. He's given us money before. Thank you, Hans. We'll be checking in with his CD player later. He's here in Corvallis. We're in Albany, but he's in Corvallis. And actually, if anyone's wondering, I'm not at the normal location. This is the first Terry and Gatch comedy show that's been recorded in Brownsville, so that's kind of cool. But Hans is over in Corvallis. We got another constant listener up in Canada, over on the east side of Canada, Adrian Bacon Farrell. Thanks for your constant support and interaction. I feel like I know him, and I've never met him. He sent us a nice box of goodies one time, and it was awesome. Also, Carrie Davis from the Kansas or Missouri area. I'm not sure which side of the border she lives on. Probably in the Missouri state of Missouri. And who else? Pierre. P in the air from the Eugene area. I know he listens. At least I know he used to every day. So at least every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that's when we come to you. And you know, maybe if we don't get enough support, we might cut the show back to once or twice a week. And I think that wouldn't be a bad thing. It would just make each show more packed with goodness. I know we haven't been bringing you lots of guests lately, but it's hard to entice guests to come when gas is expensive and time isn't cheap, when we don't have anything to offer them except for some pizza. So once again, it comes down to money, which I said I was going to stop talking about, but I haven't yet, because, well, we need it. I hate to beg, but here I am. Please. So anyway, I'd like to get away from that for a minute and talk about the weekend. Did not watch the Super Bowl. I did hear that the Seahawks won, which is awesome because they're closer to me than Colorado, I guess, whatever. And I was going to bet just to see if I could make $20, because I kind of thought the Seahawks was going to win, but I knew that I didn't know for sure, because you can never tell in sports, because sports are dumb. So go to our website, sportsaredumb.com, and if you think sports aren't dumb, you could even put a post there defending your case why you think sports aren't dumb. But there'll be plenty of us that'll come in there and rebut you. It's like after we butt you once, we'll rebut you with a rebuttal telling you how dumb sports are. That's a www.sportsaredumb.com. Go there and check it out. It's pretty cool. So that was the boring part of the weekend. That was Sunday. Just sat home all day. Didn't do much of anything. Chopped a little wood. Kept the fire going. But Friday night was quite the night. If you didn't make it down to the Denny's, you're probably glad, because it was a nightmare of a comedy show, which we all loved. All the comics were happy about it. I think I did blow a tweeter on one of my speakers, and that's not always cool, but whatever. And the reason is because we had to turn the PA up so loud. Okay, there was a company party there from the motel across the street. The Phoenix Inn was having their annual country party, and they decided to have it at the Denny's Lounge on the same night as the comedy show, which had been booked for months. And Josh, the guy who books the show, Josh Pankow, thanks to him, he's the bartender there, and he said it started at 6 o'clock. He thought they'd be done by 9:30. Apparently, they weren't done by 9:30. They were just really, really drunk after drinking for 3 hours. And so they wouldn't be quiet while we tried to talk. But we continued to do the comedy show. Seth Milstein headlined, did a good 30-minute set. It would have been longer if people were actually paying attention. But we had a guest set from Alex Adney because he and Seth had a show in Lebanon, which I didn't even know was a thing. They have comedy shows in Lebanon now at Duffy's Irish Pub. Well, at least they had one. I don't know if they're going to have any more, but they had one. And that used to be Terry's Town Tavern, which is where Dustin's old band Shed played with the Quinette Brothers and Sean Harriman. And someone used to play there back in the day. Bleach might have even played there once. I can't remember. But anyway, I'm going to check that out. They had a comedy show there with Seth, and Melody Dodd was the host. So she was at the Denny show as well. And I'm going to play a little audio clip here from what happened after the show. We were getting ready to have an open mic. There was really only one guy who was interested in doing it. But right about that time, here's when this happened.
I don't.
His wife works here.
Fucking bar, motherfuckers talking shit and shut the fucking mouth.
Who's talking shit?
Who's talking shit to you, dude?
You
want to strike it? I wasn't talking to you either.
Hey. Here it comes. Listen. Ooh, smack. There was another one. Hear that? Those two smacks were fists to the face. Now they're trying to double team him, and his friend's pulling him off, saying, one on one, motherfucker. One on one, motherfucker. The guy filming chuckled at the end. It was only a 55 second video off YouTube, but, if anyone's been to the Denny's bar there at the lounge inside the Denny's right off I-5 on exit 233, you know that it's a small little place. It'll comfortably hold about 30 or 40 people, and there was like 50 in there when we were trying to do the comedy show, and it was just a nightmare. But that livened things up quite a bit. And so I wasn't really paying attention at who was fighting, and I couldn't really see what was going on. I was more kind of concerned for Melody. She's the older lady. She's 60, and she does comedy with us, usually at the Bleepin' Funny, and she does a lot of improv. And we shared the stage at the Eugene Celebration last year as MCs in between bands, telling jokes and announcing things. And we told this. I told the story before on a previous episode about her getting locked in a porta potty by some douchebag that decided when she went in there to do her business that he would put a zip tie on the place where you can, you know, put a padlock through the front of a porta potty. But anyway, so she kind of wedged herself between the cigarette machine and one of the poker machines because they were covering a good area. Fists were flying, faces were getting smashed. And so then about 5 minutes later, I walked outside to find Mike McGowan to give him some money for the show and thank him for coming up and all that stuff. And there was this dude in one of those really flat billed caps, and he had shorts on. He was all hopped up, you could tell. And he just like looked at me psycho right in the eyes, and he said, he kind of flexed as he said it too. He goes, "It's a fucking comedy show, dude." He goes, "Fucking make me laugh, motherfucker." And I was like, "Oh, dude, you missed it. There was just a fist fight inside." And he's like, "I am the fucking fist fight." And he holds up his hands and his knuckles were all bloody. And I was like, "Oh." And then he's all, "You know what, brother?" He started talking like a professional wrestler at that point. He said, "You know what, brother?" And he picked his hat up off of his head, which was a shaved head. And then he set it on top of his head. Like, he didn't pull it down. So it was like sitting up on top of his head. One of those flat-billed gangsta caps. And he's all, "You know what? I always fucking win. I always win." And I said, "Oh, cool." And then I went back inside. So then this guy who had been there and brought about seven or eight people to watch the show and so he could do some open mic afterwards. He was still interested in doing open mic. As actually, I met and talked to Chris Risley. And let's see. He's from Corvallis, and he's been going down to the open mics, but I haven't been able to make many of the open mics lately, so we had never met. And let's see, what else? Oh, he got up and did his thing, and then nobody else really wanted to do it, so that was pretty much the end of the show. And everybody went their separate ways after we talked about it and made fun of it. And then the next day, there was already a video on YouTube, so that was awesome. So thanks to Chris Risley, I think that's how you pronounce it, and his friend who filmed the awesome fist fight at Denny's. And I also found out that when you search Denny's Brawl, even if you put part one, because that's what this video is listed at, Denny's Brawl part one, there's like 4,000 videos. So apparently fights happen at Denny's all the time, which is awesome. That was the first one I've seen. I've only been in one three times. That was my third time ever in a Denny's lounge. Granted, it was the same one all three times. But that was pretty good. If you go on to, I think it might have linked to my Facebook page because the dude tagged me when he posted the video. So you might want to check that out. It's only a 55-second video, but it was pretty cool and pretty entertaining. And you wouldn't think that a comedy show would be so dangerous to where, like, if someone was in the wrong place at the wrong time, they could have got involved in this fight and maybe got punched in the face and had a seizure or something. Who knows? Why? I'm just trying to segue. This is weird. I've never done a full episode of a podcast by myself, so I'm just, like, sitting here in my little podcast area. And talking to myself. I'm talking to you guys. That's what I want to see, is who's listening right now. If you're listening right now to the podcast, please go to your computer, go to tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the message button. I don't know what it's called, but it's contact@tagcastpodcast.com. You could just go to your own email. Just open up your email and send us an email right now. And that way we'll know that at least four people are listening, which is what I thought. But anyway, I was trying to segue into a story about a dangerous situation when you're in a crowd of people, like at a Denny's, and someone starts fighting because he's an idiot. And I think that he was on meth and he was really drunk. But there was a guy in Switzerland, 28 years old, 28 years young. That's young. He died after being injured while stage diving at a Suicidal Tendencies concert. Suicidal Tendencies concert. That sucks for the band. Big time. He didn't get shoved, so it's not probably going to be anything like the Lamb of God debacle that happened a few years ago, however long ago it was. But no, he stage dived himself, which I don't know if that was prohibited by the venue or not. I don't think it says. But the owner of the venue, he said, unfortunately, this visitor was not properly trapped by the visitors. He talks funny. That might have been translated from Switzerland. I don't know. I can't do a Swiss accent. Unfortunately, the visitor was not properly trapped by visitors and has fallen to the ground. Security guard immediately responded and helped the visitors immediately. He said immediately twice, like with only four words between it. A security guard immediately responded, helped the visitors immediately, and also our emergency organization has been active. He should just add another immediately at the end of that sentence. And this guy's name is hard to pronounce, so I'm going to try it because that's always fun. Pipo Kaufmel. That's not that hard. I guess this is the hard part. The name of the venue is the Kulturfabrik Kaufmel. Anyway, after the dude's fall, the man was walking around and he just wanted to go home. So apparently they thought he was okay. But Kaufmel said their team decided that he is to immediately be taken to hospital care. He likes that word. That must be one of the only English words that he knows. He said he wanted him to be immediately taken to the hospital. After being taken to the hospital, the man suffered an epileptic seizure and died, which is sad. He just wanted to go do some moshing at the ST concert, you know, Suicidal Tendencies. They're back in action, touring around the world. They're going to be coming to our neck of the woods with Exodus and Slayer, which is going to be awesome. It'll probably be at too big of a venue that I would like to attend. But if it's not, I would like to go to that show. I will not be doing a stage dive, however. Coughmill also indicated this is the first time he's even seen this sort of thing happen to an audience member during his 40 years of seeing stage dives at guitar concerts. That's another new twist on names for events. It's a guitar concert. The spokeswoman for the police there said that it was an accident, so they're thinking that no charges will be filed, which is awesome for the band. Sucks for the family because they've lost a loved one, and they're probably going to try to sue the venue for a civil suit or something. I don't know. But that could be a sad situation if you don't know. It's a true story. So anyway, don't forget, this is a special episode. You're probably wondering if you just tuned in. But why would you do that? Because you downloaded it or else you're listening on the internet. So you've been listening from the beginning. You know that Gatch is not here. He is taking care of some business that he needed to attend to over this weekend. And so I'm bringing you Monday's show solo. Hopefully you don't have a solo that you can't hear me. Can you hear me? Here, I'll talk right into the microphone. What happens if I cup the microphone and talk like this? Does it get super loud? So you have to do weird stuff to keep myself entertained. It almost sounds like a bus mic. And I've got inferior equipment so you can hear that little bit of bacon sound in the background. Listen, hear the bacon? I'm cooking bacon here on the podcast. Not really. But anyway, just trying to keep yourself and myself entertained at the same time. And, uh-oh, what's that noise? I keep waiting for that little train to come out of the wall. Like we're going to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhoods. But no, you know where we're at right now. We're going on to Crazy Floridians. Because even though this is a special episode where we just beg for money, which I've only done once for like 20 minutes... we're still going to do some of our regular segments just to keep the constant listeners happy. We got a couple good ones here from Florida over the weekend. In Miami, during a home invasion on Tuesday morning. I guess it wasn't over the weekend. It was last week. But we get the weekend news. Crazy news travels kind of slow. There was a home invasion where one of the burglars repeatedly slapped a 31-year-old Miami woman in the face with his penis while demanding money. I don't know what is going on in Florida, but those motherfuckers are crazy. The incident started when the two suspects confronted a man at the rear door of his home by pointing firearms at him and asking for money while wearing masks and gloves. After they gained entry to the home, the two men entered the bedroom of the man's daughter-in-law and woke her up. The suspect placed the firearm to her head and stated, "Bitch, where's the money?" According to the report, the victim stated that she didn't have any money. Suspect then pulled down the victim's shirt and removed his penis from his pants and began hitting her in the face with her penis, stating, "Bitch, give me the money." The victim told the men, "I don't have..." This is a quote here, too. "I don't have no money. I do not have..." Which is... "Don't" is a contraction for "do not." It's a double negative, so really... She's kind of telling him, "I do have money." She says, "I do not... I don't have no money." Well, they settled for that, and they took off with two television sets valued at about $600. sound like a... captain from a ship. We're going to be descending to about 30,000 feet. According to police, the woman thinks the suspect saw her take out money from a bank earlier in the evening and then followed her home. It doesn't say anywhere, though, whether she had any money or not. She did tell him that she don't have no money, which really, you know, means that she does have some money. Okay, here's our second Florida story. Authorities in Florida say they arrested a masked and armed man who attempted to enter a bank to rob it, but he was foiled by an exit-only door. That happens to us guys all the time, doesn't it? As Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said, the man whose identity was not released attempted to enter the 5th Third Bank branch in Arlington outside a door around 4:30 p.m., but he was unable to get in the building because it was an exit-only door. He was wearing a bandana mask over his face and had the hood of his sweatshirt pulled up over his head. It looked like he had a handgun. But he attempted to flee on his bicycle, but he couldn't get in the door, and the police stopped him and took him into custody. Those crazy, crazy Floridians, I tell you. I don't know what they're thinking of, but... And, you know, normally you'd think that it would end right there. But we like to compare sometimes. Like, Florida to Oregon. Who's crazier? Sometimes you just can't tell. So we got one crazy Oregon, Florida... Or Oregon, Florida. Hey, this is just like a regular podcast. I don't know if you heard during the intro of the Monster Magnet song, but I was taking a big old bong hit, and as soon as I get done with the segment, I'm going to take another one. So I'm going to find some nice background music after this finishes. Okay, you guys can go to your computer and vote. Now, there was those two crazy Florida stories. I'm going to go ahead and say that slapping the penis in the face, asking for money is probably craziest out of the two. The other one was just stupid. Here's the crazy Oregonian story. Police in Oregon said they arrested an alleged robber who accidentally shot himself in the testicles. That's more dumb than crazy. Joseph Johnson pulled a gun on a neighbor in the parking lot behind the building they live in and demanded that he hand it over some unspecified property. Johnson allegedly shot Merrill in the leg before he ran off, and he shoved a gun in his waistband of his pants and accidentally shot himself in the balls. Trans police officer spotted him getting into a car later that night, and he was arrested after falling to the ground. I bet you'd think he was covered in blood, but he was carrying a handgun that was reported stolen. He was treated for his injuries before being released from the hospital and booked into Multnomah County Jail on charges of first-degree robbery, second-degree assault, and a felon in a possession of a firearm. So, yeah, you guys don't have to vote. Still go to the website. Chime in with whatever, but the dude who was slapping the lady in the face with his penis and asking for money, bitch, that's got to be the craziest of all of them. The other two is just dumb. What did Al say a week or so ago? It's not they plan to fail. No one plans to fail. He just did the opposite, if you know what I mean. He failed to plan. That's what they do. Okay. Buddy Rich on the drums there. I don't know who the hell that is, but it could have been Buddy Rich. Thank you for that. So that's our crazy Florida versus Oregon stories that we like to do. I like to do it. I hope you guys like to listen to it. let's see, what should we do next here? I'm going to have to get my phone out here in a minute to find out, because I know Hans texted me to let me know what was going on in his CD player. So while I do that, oh dude, why is that jazz song still going? Okay, there we go. Geezer Butler. You listen to Geezer do a drum solo while I get into my phone here and see what Hans is listening to. Hans. Okay. And I also got to take care of some other business here. Don't forget to send us some money. Go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the donate icon to support. It'll take you right to our PayPal. Now it's time for What's in Hans's CD Player. I was going to sing it like I normally do, but I thought it'd be weird because I think my wife is in there smoking a cigarette, and she'd hear me singing, which is weird enough that I'm in here talking to myself. Okay, so what do we got, Hans? Hans is listening to I thought that guy was a artist, not a singer. And that's funny because I was just talking about a guy shooting himself in the testicles. He's listening to Balzac. Hans, how do you listen to a Balzac? And what the I'm gonna have to after I share with you guys what I've been listening to, which is what I usually like to do, I'm going to do a little research on Balzac and see what I can come up, because I thought that guy was like a painter or something. But anyway, he's listening to Out of the Grave and Into the Dark, which sounds good enough. Sounds like a decent Hans pick of the week or of the day. It's for Monday today. He's listening to Balzac. At least he's not slapping somebody in the face with it. You should take your Balzac CD and just slap somebody in the face and say, "Where's my money, bitch?" Okay, I was listening to something that I hadn't heard for a while, and I actually made it all the way through the album. I didn't think I was going to. It was System of a Down's Mesmerize, which was the first part of the Mesmerize, Hypnotize, two CDs that kind of sounded like one really long one, but they released them separately. That has a lot of comedic little songs on it and some very interesting music and some cool harmonies. I listened to it on the headphones, which was kind of cool. So yeah, I was mesmerized for a little bit by some System of a Down. I forgot about that song, "Hey Mom, Look at Me Rocking Out, I'm on the Radio." I don't know if you guys are familiar with that song or not, but it's pretty kick-ass. It was funny to me, and I laughed out loud to myself. So there's that. So that's what's in Hans' CD player. He's listening to some Balzac, and I'm going to... It must be Honore, I don't even know how to say it. It's Honore with a little tilde. I thought Balzac was a French novelist and a playwright. See, Hans, what the fuck? I guess somebody probably got a band and named it after... Here we are. They're a Japanese punk band formed in 1992. Hans is in the Japanese punk band. They're from Osaka, Japan. They were founded by singer-songwriter Hirosuke Nishiyama. And he's remained the only constant member of the band since its creation. They're highly influenced by the sound and image of the famous horror punk band, The Misfits. Hans, you're kind of on a Misfits kick. You were listening to some other band that was like horror punk last week, so whatever, that's cool. I was listening to some mainstream System of a Down, which makes you kind of way more underground and cooler than I am. But speaking of being underground and cool, Hans and anyone else who's listening to this right now, go to our website. No, I'm just kidding. You can go there and leave us a message, but I watched this really cool documentary about an underground punk band from Detroit from the 70s called Death. This is way before Chuck Schuldiner and the fucking Florida death scene. Maybe that's why the Floridians are so crazy, because of the death metal scene that came out in the late 80s and 90s. Early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I don't know, but... No, it's a really cool thing, and these guys had a band. I don't want to spoil the story because it's actually a really touching documentary. I almost teared up a little bit, I think. But one of the guys, it was three brothers, and they were actually brothers too. Like, they had the same mom and dad, and they were black, and they were from Detroit. And everybody around them was playing like Motown, and they were playing like punk rock, like Ramones style, almost like... Even Black Flag, Dead Kennedys style, almost borderline, but we're talking 73, 74. It was 75 before they recorded, but no one wanted to touch him because their name was called Death, and it was the mid 70s. Nobody wanted to push that envelope. So, yeah, they ended up disbanding. One of the guys ended up dying from cancer. And I don't want to spoil it any more than that, but it's awesome. And if you don't want to listen to it, just go on YouTube and check out a band called Death, because they're very awesome. I might be able to pull up something here real quick, just in case you don't believe me. I mean, they were way, way, way before their time. And the story of about how their sons were living in California and didn't know that they... had a punk band. It's just an awesome story. You got to check it out. Here's a little clip that I'm going to play here from one of their... They made a single that they pressed 500 copies of, and it had Henry Rollins on this and Jello Biafra talking about it. It was very cool. This song's called "Politicians in My Eyes." 1974, you got to keep that in mind. This is before anybody was doing this. Go. I think this one kind of has a blast beat in it, too. Now, I know you're going, this isn't punk, but just listen to it for a second. And then we'll skip to another song, but I'm pretty sure this one has the blast beat in the middle.
The number one biggest game is when the kingdom of fame is like a race at the top, because they wanna be boss. They don't care who they step on as long as they get along. Politicians in my eyes.
Just give it a minute here. You gotta get to the chorus. It's a band called Death.
They can care less about you, they can care less about me, as long as they are put in the place that they want to be. They're always wearing small smiles, I guess they go with the style. Politicians in my eyes.
You know, even though he's singing, that's pretty much a blast beat. That's a blast beat for 1975. I don't care what you say. So, and you probably don't care what I say either, but that song's called Politicians in My Eyes. Here's Freaking Out. This is more punk. I think this is a little more punk sounding. But you should definitely check out Death. If you search Death, you'll probably get the death metal band more often. But if you search a band called Death, you'll get more of these. But listen to this. 1974, they wrote this and wrote it. Wrote it and wrote it. They're Freaking Out. That's the name of the song, Freaking Out. Check out the offbeat chorus. Now check it out. Freaking Out. Freaking Out. Freaking Out. This was before the Sex Pistols. This was before the Ramones. This was before any of those guys. And nobody even really heard it until like 30 years later. So it's a great story. It's on Netflix, Instant View. You could probably buy the DVD anywhere. I've heard that the guys are back together. The ones that are still living with one of their sons. And they're going to be touring and writing some new music. So that whole thing kind of had me freaking out, freaking out, freaking out. That's funny. I thought Hans was listening to Honoré Balzac, which was a French novelist and playwright. That's not actually what he was listening to. He was listening to a Japanese punk band. It's fucking funny shit. All right, so yeah, don't forget, we're on a campaign for some support, only because we need it. We would love to bring this to you for free and not ask for anything ever, but we can't afford it. I have to pay money for gas to get here. We have to pay money for our website fees, which is about $50 a month. About $40 a month for gas. So just to keep the podcast up and rolling, we need about $100. And plus, we got to keep our equipment up to date. And you probably say, well, why is it our responsibility to keep your equipment up to date? Well, because we bring you a quality show. I'd like to think that it's a quality show. We bring you a show 3 times a week even. I mean, not everybody brings you 3 times a week. I think there's only one other podcast in Oregon that brings it to you 3 times a week. And we even specialize in certain segments that we do all the time that our listeners kind of grown to love. And today's a special birthday area because today is my wife's birthday. And that is awesome. She's 23 today, so happy birthday. She never listens to the podcast, but maybe I can get her listening. She's probably in the other room listening to me record it right now. I'm not too sure what's going on. I can't believe that nobody has came in here where I'm recording, because I've never done the podcast here at my house. But happy birthday to my baby cakes. Go on to our Facebook there. We do share a Facebook page, but go wish baby cakes a happy birthday today, because it is her birthday. Monday, February 3rd. And also birthday today, a guy that we talk about a lot on our other podcast, which is the Zappatag Cast, which you can check out at zappacast.com if you want that to keep going. That's included in our fees. So if you're a fan of the Zappacast and you happen to be listening right now to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, keep that in mind. We need the money for that, too. But anyway, birthday today, Johnny Guitar Watson, who appears on several of Frank Zappa's releases and was a hero of sorts, an icon to Frank Zappa, who got him to perform on a few of his albums, which is kind of cool. So happy birthday to him, 79 years old, but more importantly, happy birthday to the love of my life, Baby Cakes, Dana, Guile. Go to our Facebook, and like I said, we share one, and I know that some people think that if a married couple or any kind of a couple share a Facebook page, it's because of lack of trust. That's just for retards, like the Super Bowl, it's just for retards, which I don't mean retards like mentally challenged people, I mean retarded people, like they don't know what they're talking about, because we share a page because we have nothing to hide and we have full transparency in an open relationship. Not that kind of open relationship, but we're open with each other and we don't have anything to hide. I actually heard Tom Green say one time that anybody who's married shouldn't even have separate Facebook pages. They should just delete their Facebook page because they don't have no business being on there because some ex-girlfriend could come along and find you. But it's a comedy bit more than anything. So just letting you know, Terry and Dana Guile. Terry and Dana is one word, TerryandDanna Guile, GEIL. And wish her happy birthday, because it's her birthday today. So, okay, let's see. What else do I got? I think I've said it enough times about send us your money. I should be playing that Suicidal song in memory of the guy who accidentally died at the Suicidal concert, but it would take too long for me to find it and pull it up. But, I don't know if I mentioned this. I didn't. I don't think I did. Got a couple things going on with me as far as, like, I guess you could call them ailments of a sort. Got this sty thing going in my eye, and I haven't had one of those in about 20 years. And it's bothersome. It's like on the inside of my eyelid, on the top eyelid. Yeah, that's the lid. That's the top of my eyelid on the inside, not like the normal sty that comes on like your eye line, kind of where your tear duct is, but that kind of went away a little bit. I was putting some stuff in it and apparently I wasn't giving it enough of the stuff, erythromycin or something. I don't know what it is, but, anyway, I got that, and then I got this problem, like, with my elbows. I felt like I had bumped my elbow, but I knew that I hadn't, and I knew that I didn't bump both of them and bump one harder than the other. And apparently, from as many people as I checked with, guess it's probably arthritis, which sucks because my dad has that, and I guess that's kind of painful, and it sucks. And, you know, they all say, oh, go to the doctor. Well, I don't need to go to the doctor because I got a computer, unless I want him to give me some drugs or something like that, which I probably wouldn't do anyway. But I was reading this report from the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics, and you might, you know, give someone a hard time for thinking that they're a doctor because they can go online to WebMD or Wikipedia, which Wikipedia is my trusted source for a lot of things. And I know a lot of people say, oh, anybody can make a Wikipedia page. That's true, but they check that shit. They check that shit out, and they'll delete it as soon as they find out it's not true. So it doesn't last long. If you check it on the wrong day, there's a possibility you might get some misinformation. But according to this report, Wikipedia is the single leading source of medical information for not only patients, but healthcare professionals as well. According to the report, the top 100 English Wikipedia pages for healthcare topics were accessed 1.9 million times during the past year. And I don't know how they know that a lot of those are doctors, but I don't doubt it. Rarer diseases, which often have fewer available information sources, are less understood by patients and clinicians, and they show a higher frequency of visits than the more common diseases. But yeah, so usually if a doctor leaves his office after examining you and tells you that he's got to go check some stuff out, he just goes onto his laptop and checks out Wikipedia. It's ridiculous. Ridiculopedia. That's what I call it. And in addition to the report's finding about Wikipedia, they also found that about half of the top 50 pharmaceutical manufacturers are also using social media to engage patients about healthcare-related issues. Here's my addition, i.e., to get them to buy more pharmaceutical drugs. Because that's they're just being salespeople. They're going out and they're promoting it. Patients are even turning to social media as an essential forum for obtaining and sharing information related to their health. Oh my God. Sometimes I just wish that the whole world would just explode already. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I hope you know what I'm saying. I think that's about all that I'm going to be saying. I do have one other thing that I'd like to be saying, besides the fact that we do need some money. Just give us 50 cents, a dollar, $10, $20, whatever you can afford, or just go buy like $500 worth of stuff off Amazon for yourself. Be greedy. Be greedy. I know you've been saving some money. Go buy the new Xbox One. If you bought an Xbox One off of Amazon and you went to tagcastpodcast.com first and clicked on the Amazon link and then went and did your shopping and bought a PS4, dude, you would probably give us $20 or something. I don't even know how much of a percentage we get, but it would be way more than when Hans orders a throat singing informational DVD or whatever that he might buy once in a while. So there's that. So yeah, I've already told you 100 times at least now to go to our website. So you can do that. Go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. You can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, which I'm nearly up to 200 hours of listening on iTunes, or I mean on Stitcher, because I don't have iTunes. I don't do iTunes. I don't care about it. But I'm trying to find this song that I can't find for the outro. But anyway, it got me kind of confused there. I was trying to do the end of the show things. You know those end of the show things? Excuse me. Yeah, if you're on iTunes and you're listening to us there and you haven't done this yet, rate us. Give us a review. Just say these guys are cool. You could even put these guys are sucky. Say that we suck, but just give us 5 stars, because that's what we're looking for. Because the more times we have 5 stars, the more apt iTunes is maybe to put us up there. And if we get noticed by somebody, you know, there's more of a chance that we will get more support or maybe pick up a sponsor that will help us pay for our show. Because that's what today's show has been all about. If you were watching the Super Bowl yesterday, then you know that advertising is the key to anything. I mean, the Super Bowl is kind of like Playboy now. In the fact that most people don't even watch it for the game. They just watch it for the advertisements. You know, you buy Playboy for the articles, right? You're not looking at those girls. You're just wanting to see the articles because they have good articles and good cartoons. Right. Also, go to terryguile.com and check that out. That's my website, believe it or not. And if you don't know how to spell it, I'm going to tell you right now. It's TerryGeil. That's Terry Guile. And it's all one word. www.terryguile.com. And you can go there and it has my schedule of my upcoming shows. Might have some videos on there. Maybe some pictures. I don't know if they got put up yet, but I gave Dustin some pictures that he could put up. And so you can see some pictures of me if you want to see that. And you can plan accordingly to come see me live telling jokes, which after the show, as always, we're going to have some plugs that will give you some good comedy shows to go see. It'll give you some options in music to go see. And it might seem like I'm just not knowing what I'm going to say, but I do. I'm just looking for something to try to end the show with. It's weird because our good buddy Floyd, he made a cool song, and we kind of adopted it for the outro of the show. And we had trouble with it, you know, cutting off because it was shorter than we needed it to be. Because sometimes we'll blab on forever. Like me, it's been almost 50 minutes and I'm still talking. And it's just been me by myself. I know I did play a little bit of music and whatnot. But so he sent me a loop of it. And I checked the message on my phone, on my Facebook. And I said, thanks, that's perfect. And now when I went to my Facebook on my laptop right now, it's totally not in there. So it got deleted or some shit. So Floyd, if you're listening, this is how I'll tell if Floyd's listening or not. If you're listening, Floyd, you should make another one and send it to me because apparently I lost the one that you gave me. But I didn't do anything with it. It just went away. Now, luckily, I still have this one, which took me forever to find. But here it is. So this is when we get I'm by myself. What are you talking about, Terry? This has been the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show minus the Gatch today. It's Monday. We hope you... It's just me. I hope you guys had a good time listening to me. I had a good time talking. It's been a challenge for me. I've always wanted to try it, and it worked out pretty good. I've been threatening to start my own podcast. Maybe it'll be once a week. It'll be stories on one leg. I got the intro all made and everything, so there's that. I don't have to worry about that. I just worry about trying to get Gatch to upload all my stuff with the massive workload that he already has, so... Anyway, thanks for listening, you guys, and make sure and send us a message, contact@tagcastpodcast.com, just so we know you're listening, because that's why we're doing it, for you, all right? Okay, stick around after the show for plugs, and have a wonderful Monday. I'll see you on Wednesday with my buddy, Gatch. Peace out, nookas.
Plug, 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 plug.
Hey, all you taggots. Here's your list of stuff to go do, because I said so. First is the list of open mics that happen all the time in the area. Every other Monday is Dong Gong Comedy at Taylor's with the guys from K-Fly, 101.5, The Donkey Show. That's at 13th and Kincaid in Eugene. It's 9 p.m. and it's free. It's every other Monday. It's kind of hard to figure out which Monday is which, but they do have a Facebook page you can go and check out. Or just listen to The Donkey Show. They'll tell you. Every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater in Salem, there's an open mic with Jared Richard. I heard that's a nice venue. It's at 210 Liberty Street Southeast in Salem. It starts at 8 p.m. and it's free if you're performing. $5 if you're not, which, you know, you're paying for an open mic, but it's a nice place. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene, 4th and Blair with Mac Chase as your host. 9:30 signups. I think it starts at 10 o'clock. All these ones in Eugene are free that are coming up Thursday. Every Thursday at the Green Room, which is right next to Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette in Eugene. That's an 8 p.m. show. And then now there's a new mic every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. It's a 9:30 sign-up, 10 o'clock show with Mac Chase. He's bringing the open mic magic more to Eugene. Right, here's some comedy shows coming up that you should go to. This Thursday, February 6th, is Jerry Seinfeld at the Holt Center. That's a 7 p.m. show. Check online for ticket info because I don't have it. February 14th, it's the He and She Comedy Show Valentine's Day Special at the Brownsville Saloon with Doug and Teresa Wyckoff. And I'll be featuring for them. That's me, Terry Guile. I'm trying to find a host. Haven't found one yet. If you hear this and you'd like to host that show for little or no money... Hit me up. It's going to be a good time. That's at 419 Main Street here in Brownsville, 9 p.m. It's a free show. Saturday, February 22nd, Bleepin' Funny happens every month, the last Saturday of the month. That's at Sam Bond's Garage with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. It's at 407 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. It's a show that's kind of early on a Saturday, so you can still go out and have fun and do what you were going to do anyway, and it's free. It's at 5 p.m. It includes stand-up comedy and some improv, sometimes storytelling. It's a good time. And there's no fucks or cunts, so there's that. Wednesday, February 26th, it's the weekly comedy night there at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay. It's me doing my first casino show. I'll be doing two feature sets at 7 and 9:30, one at each of those times. And I don't know who I'm featuring for yet, but I know that I do get a room and some money, so that's going to be an awesome vacation. Come to there and see me at the Mill Casino. You could lose your rent or something and then watch me do a show. It'd be awesome. The next installment of the Grand Slam Comedy Show is coming February 28th, and this month I've got myself. It saves money that way if I just feature for my own show, or I mean headline. So I'm headlining this one, hoping to get Gatch to host. I got Daniel Caceres from Eugene. He's going to be featuring for me, and possibly Isaac Paris. I'm pretty sure I'll get him up here. He's a good new comic from the Alaska area that just recently moved to Eugene. All right, we're running out of time here. We got a lot of music shows coming up. February 7th, World of Lies with Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn and Truculence, also War Crank. Wait, Truculence has been replaced with Hyborian Rage, I forgot. 8 p.m. show, Tonic Lounge, $7 at the door. The next night, Michael Schenker Group at the Tonic Lounge, huh, Hans? Hans, what? Saturday, February 8th, Michael Schenker at the Tonic Lounge, right after Victims plays there. We got a ton of good shows coming up. Catechus and Bikini are playing. Pentagram is coming to Hawthorne Theater. Death Angel is coming to Portland. Missing Persons is going to be playing in March at the Tonic Lounge. DOA and MDC. Tons of good shows coming up. I'll cover them more next week. I've been covering them forever. Thanks for listening to Plugs. Now get back to TagCastPodcast.com and listen some more to our show. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out. Go Frank.